This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Curry steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Hello and welcome to an old school in-person three-man Warriors All 82 plus minus, whatever you want to call it.
Three man weave.
That's all we want to do out here. So Warriors plus minus.
All 82 is dead.
Free oh, that's sad. Like Klay Thompson's Warriors career. It is over.
We're getting emotional over it. It's all very similar. Very similar.
We are not. You know, I went to Dallas and like saw him in the Mavericks practice facility and went to a Mavericks Bucks preseason game. So I don't know. It didn't feel as weird to me. It was really weird to see him in the, for some reason, in the Dallas practice facility. Was it weird for you two to like see him in Mavericks, you know, uniform in the road locker room doing a press conference in front of a Mavericks banner? Like, was it weird?
Not really. I've watched all of the Dallas games. So.
Every game?
Yeah, I've seen all of the Dallas games.
This dude has been a lot. Wow.
I just don't. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it enough. The first one was weird, like
Mavs
the old
Hawks.
I think I might. Well, how many games did they play?
I mean, probably 10 at this
like
point.
Seven. Okay, I think I missed a few.
Sorry.
I'm like kind of got used to it, like watching how they play, how they get
them
shots.
How about in person?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you're answering honestly. That's fine.
It didn't do it. It didn't, like, I missed it. The intro and the moment where the crowd cheered, like, that was legit. But the rest of it is just like, once the game started, it felt like watching basketball.
Strangest part of the night to you?
Steph Garden, Clay. I didn't think they were going to do that. I asked Steph about it, and he's like, yeah, it's a natural because, you know, you figure this is going to, you know, whatever. I just thought they would stay away from that because first thing they do, they post up Clay, which Steph said he blacked out. He didn't even realize what was happening. He didn't play it right. Gets the foul. He could have picked up another foul, and it would have been out of the game. But I thought it was just fascinating the way those two personalities we know. We've seen them so much. We've seen them interact so much. Kind of going at each other. That was kind of fun. And to have Clay witness a Steph night. An early one. He's going to lose one of these. He is going to lose one of these. But I just thought that whole dynamic was fascinating. Yes, other than, as Marcus said, that was an emotional the video and Clay's reaction, the crowd's reaction, and, you know, just all the players kind of going onto the court and everybody surrounding Clay.
GB2's still here, by the way.
That was a pretty large thing to kind of experience. And I think it was good that Steph and Clay agreed that Steph shouldn't say anything. You know, just let that moment play out and not be about what Steph says. Just be about Clay's career, the appreciation the fans have for him, and him hearing it, receiving it, feeling it, and then let's go play a basketball game.
Yeah, part of that was because Clay just didn't want much. Klay didn't necessarily want the 400 employees lining, you know, a human tunnel to the arena. I'm not sure he wanted the sailor hats. And he certainly didn't
I think he might have wanted the sailor hats.
He said it turned out to be a cool thing. So yeah, like, he probably had to be convinced of this.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, the reality is the Warriors didn't have to care if he wanted it or not because he's not their employee. Like, he's not.
Like, just like the contract. Yeah.
Rescind it. Rescind the ceremony.
I think this is the second time Klay has asked Steph not to do something.
It's that's actually factual. But you know, again, I was when I heard the sailor hat thing, I was a little skeptical how it was going to even look. I mean, it just felt like it was going to be odd in like this whole Chase Center vibe, but I think it worked pretty well, and honestly,
it looked good.
What was weird was not weird, but you know, this is an arena that, you know, much different than maybe those early Oracle games. Like, if you give them playoff shirts, like, they don't really wear them that much. Like, a lot of people wearing the hats,
the hats
and by
were
the end,
crazy
because of how the game went, which is Warriors win and Klay plays well. It was so festive. Post game, like, I was seeing like people you would not think were wearing that. Draymond was wearing a hat post game, and like, I was like, man,
You know what it felt like? The vibe, it felt like the OKC cupcakes. That's what it felt like. Not animosity, but like the participation of the audience,
the charge. Steph was saying, I can't think of another thing like this where somebody comes back after all these years, and I'm like, Kevin Durant back to OKC.
It's funny you say that. I do think part of the over celebration tonight, you might say, or like the over, they wanted to overdo it so much, was their experience with the Durant cupcake game.
Yes. And that's why Joe retired his number the day that Kevin Durant leaves the Warriors, right? I mean, that was a terrible experience, and they knew that it was bad for Kevin and the whole thing. So, yeah, I agree with that. But the other part that got hit me is Klay airballs the three. He made threes, but he airballed one, and then there's chanting, airball.
It was very faint,
was weird. Yeah, it was faint, but it was just weird to see Klay Thompson get, you know, in a fun way, still kind of like treated like another opponent when it was Klay Thompson, when people go crazy on every time he made a three in this arena, every other moment except for this one. Just different things to experience. Klay was fine afterwards. He spoke and he said it was surreal, and he said it was, you know, he wished it was a great game. He wishes they'd won, but he saluted the fans for their tribute. He saluted the team, the way they handled it. Klay was really good. He was really thoughtful. He didn't talk very much leading up to this. I don't think he wanted to make a big deal of it, but now that it's over, I think he's relieved. Would have loved to have a win here, and he did not like seeing Steph beat him like that, but this is going to happen a bunch more times. Like, he's going to play the Warriors a bunch more times. It's just good to get this one over the first time.
Imagine in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I think this would be a great play. This might be the playoff series that if you could script it out as the NBA in the West, you want this as your West Finals, particularly, but at least at some point you'd probably want this playoff series. If you're just like an NBA ratings,
get them in the right bracket together, because this would be great. It's great basketball, great play.
There's a reason they got them in the cup together, and there's a reason
it was a great way to kick off the
debut cup game.
I thought that's what all the hype was about, the Emirates NBA Cup. And I was like, what is this other thing happening? There was a moment where Steph hits a big shot. I don't think it was – he hadn't taken a lead yet. I think they were down four, and he hits a three from the top. You know, and everybody goes crazy.
It was the one over Gafford where they brought Gafford
up. And I just looked around, and that's where it hit me. Like, everybody's wearing a hat. And it was just like – this is a wild thing. Like, Steph is hitting shots. It feels like a Warriors thing. And you look around, everybody got all these hats.
But saluting a player on the opponent's
team. That was like...
They're wearing a hat here. They're cheering for
it. I would have thought, like, at some point, the Warriors are, all right, you want the Warriors to win. If you're a Warriors fan, you take off the hat and be like, this is no longer about Klay. This is about my team. But they were like, nah, I'm keeping a hat on, and I'm also cheering on Steph.
They must have been, like, comfortable hats. You know what I mean? Like... Because typically...
You don't have to put them over your Silicon Valley tie, but no, you know, the jerseys or the t-shirts over the... Yeah, nah, you can just pop a hat on, you straight.
I think it just looked good in the crowd. Maybe they just sensed it was a little good thing that looked good, you know? It definitely picked up your eye. Like, you saw it and you went, well, okay, this is a different kind of feel to this. It was different. And another time it hit me, and they were both asked about this, when Klay comes out to shoot in pregame an hour before, Steph's already been out there for a few minutes, and they go to separate sides. And Steph said it was weird. Like, you're going to go, like, they were about 8 feet away from each other a couple times when they both kind of go to the top.
Well, because it's funny, they always overlap.
Yeah, that they do
historically, but they would shoot on the same hoop.
Exactly,
hoop overlap.
They're different. Like, Clay is walking past it and running past it. Like that hit me as many times as I was watching the Steph and Clay warm up, especially the Steph warm up. It just was different. And also, Steph goes out there, and obviously, usually the whole world is paying attention to just Steph.
I had that.
And they're waiting for, like, wait a minute, they're waiting for someone else when Steph's warming up.
When's the last time he's been second fiddle? Like,
never, ever.
No, one time, and I wanted them to try to replay it tonight to really get into Clay's heartstrings. But remember when Will Ferrell came out and worked out with Clay? Will Ferrell did a full workout in a Jackie Moon outfit.
That was bizarre.
It was really bizarre, but that was one time.
Like a legit, like, NBA shoot around pregame.
And Will Ferrell was, like, kind of hitting jumpers. Yeah. I remember Alex Rodriguez randomly was at the game
That's right.
It was like super awesome. So that would be the one time I would say.
Maybe Clay's comeback.
The other one,
I wasn't there for that one.
Maybe some of the Durant's debut. I don't know.
But the Steph thing is such, you know, it's such a thing on its own. It has its own life. People have heard about it. Kyle Shanahan came out here just to watch the warm up, he said. So, like, it's a huge moment in the day when Steph comes out to warm up, and he did, and everyone's like, okay, that's great. When's Clay coming out? And then Clay comes out, and there's a big roar. That was theater. The whole thing was theater, but it's also a really good basketball game. I was impressed by that. The emotions were high. Both teams were playing it like a playoff game. Steph sure as hell celebrated the night like it was a playoff game, like it was a playoff clincher, and it was good basketball. The emotions did not get the best of these guys.
Yeah. I think mostly because we have like five people here writing. I think I'm gonna write about Draymond, and he was like,
you know, who one of those people here writing is not writing for us?
Who's we?
Tim, sorry, we're having a meeting over here. Tim, you can leave for a little bit.
Put your captain hat on.
We're working for Odyssey Corp here, for anything else. So let's kind of narrow down our focus.
By the way, like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. Draymond was like super charged up early. By the way, he's hitting threes. He's at like 45-something% on three. He's hitting like 1.5 a game right now, which I'm not a career high, but definitely in the last like several years. Did you see when he gets the, so he flies, blocks Najee Marshall early, saves it inbounds, it turns into a melting two, and then he like stares down Jason Kidd and does like a count it, like a little celebration. He's just been really good defensively, but obviously particularly tonight, the Gafford block in the final 90 seconds.
On those alley-oops, he was incredible. Yeah. I mean, they threw a ton of them, and I don't think they converted more than one or two. Because Draymond and other guys were playing it too, but he was just
Draymond.
Yeah, I mean, he was playing it so great. He was, you know, he was hedging, he was playing the pass and the catch. I thought he was just flying all over the place. Wiggins played good defense. I thought Kuminga played good defense on Luka. I told him that after the game. I think he looks real comfortable defending Luka. They can throw guys out there. That's the depth of this roster who can play good defense. Now, they ran out of people who can play offense in this game because that second unit kind of hit a wall there. But, hey, they got number 30 to bail him out again. What was he, plus 22 in a game they won by three, whatever he was?
Was it that low? I would have guessed
maybe
higher
plus
than
25. I'm looking it up so I can turn the page right here. Steph Curry, plus 24 in a game they won by three. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, he's been – the thing that's really been impressive about Draymond is he's actually been, like, lights out on the perimeter. Like, you can't get by him. And, like, Kyrie had a tough time. He was switching on to Luka. Luka was trying to get him off of him. Like, he's been really good out on the perimeter. You could tell he's in great shape. Like, you can tell he's got energy.
Said a post-game, like, he came in.
Yeah, he's in great shape. He can move out on the perimeter and get back. Like, he's obviously, like, in the paint, he's the guy. The part about the Kuminga on Luka that I noticed is he was much better on Luka when Draymond was behind him. Mm. He cannot put Kuminga on Luka and TJD is back there. Like, that's – it was just a disaster when they went on that.
Well, they're going to go small. I've been saying this. I know they're committed to starting TJD, and he's fine and he's important against bigger centers, and Looney's going to play. But I think this team is at its best when they put their best five on the floor, that's Draymond and Kuminga. Yeah. And that's the way it gets Kuminga in as a power forward.
And, it's clearly trending that way, right? When they play these bigger, better games, that's where Kerr has to go. But what is interesting is – Draymond is, of anybody in the organization right now, Draymond's the one that wants the center next to him for, like, large chunks of these games. Because I think that's what's partly keeping him fresh.
Yep.
You know, it's partly allowing him to go full throttle late, but that will be, as an 82-game marathon turns into a potential playoff run, like, that's going to be one of the push and pulls of this team, is, like, how much Draymond at five can you go? Does he want to go? But also, like, you know, the lineups with the five are, you know, they're generally worse now. I will say, like, every time Looney's on the floor, he's doing good. There was, like, three or four Loon chance tonight.
Oh, he had, like, 10 rebounds on the first half. No question. They're going to play the centers. They should play the centers. And you want these guys to feel important because you do need them. You don't want to lose TJD. I don't think you'd ever lose Looney. He's just too much of a character guy. But you might
bench him for, like, two straight
months. Yeah, I mean, he'd be just
fine. Meet me on Tuesday, Echo.
But their best five is with Draymond at center. It just is. And they didn't have Kyle Anderson tonight, their other small ball center. I just think you need to find minutes for Kuminga. You just need to, like, we have a way he's going to play, and it's not cramming him at small forward. When you move Draymond off the power forward to center, then there's more minutes for Kuminga at four, and then things open up from there, and he just does so much for them, so many different things. Sometimes not in a great way, but when he does them in a great way, it helps you a ton. And I thought he was fine today. I thought he was pretty good tonight.
They need him on offense. Like, they just need him.
He's their second best scorer. He just is their second best scorer.
It's like, you know, I know that he's not closing games and they're going for the shooting. Like, Buddy Hield didn't shoot it well. So, you know, spread the floor thing. But to me, at just some point, you just need a dude to get downhill. Like, it's a variation.
He hit a big fadeaway
and
tonight.
His threes are actually, like, he's
got
nice.
I've been saying that.
Some of the shots you'd rather he not take, but if you got to take a couple errant threes in a year where you're saying, let's get up a bunch of threes, like, it's fine. But you just – they're just not nearly as potent without Kuminga offensively.
Wiggins is better defensively than Kuminga, and, like, Wiggins has become kind of their perimeter hound. And, like, Wiggins should be credited for how well he was really, really good on Luka, for sure. And, like, that's why he has to play so much and he is important. But Wiggins, who, like, historically, you know, in his past has been a 20-point-per-game scorer, like, to me right now, Kuminga is the more polished offensive player right now.
He can finish. Now he's got to make his free throws. So does Wiggins. So does TJD. So does Looney. Like, there's a long list of guys missing free throws now. But Kuminga just scores in different ways. He's more versatile offensively, and he's not bad defensively. He's just good in that mix. And that's, again, like, they need to find these minutes for him. And this is a way to do it, is to go small, finish small in halves, and you're doing it with Kuminga at the four, Draymond at the five. And, you know, Trace is not one of their best five players. He's not one of their best seven players. He can get there, and sometimes you need him to be in one of the five most important players, but he's not one of the five of their best. So you go five best, in, you know, down 2-1 in a series, you're going Draymond at center. You just are, because that's the way they can spread the floor. They can be faster and they're more dynamic.
You know where else you can get minutes, if we're being honest? Pots.
Yeah, he's not playing so well.
Pots
right
not
now.
Playing well.
He's not the, I think, generally believe he will be important in a lot of lineups when it'll matter. I think Pods was a little thrown off by two things early in the season, the broken nose, which led to the mask, and then this, like, he missed a couple games because he was sick recently. He was, like, he got dizzy in the Washington game and had to leave early in the third quarter, like, ask out. Like, I think he's not feeling as much like himself, and he has not played that well lately, but, like, he's got a pretty good track record of, like, mattering in some of the games. I do think Pods will circle back and, like, have some pretty big moments.
You know, the interesting thing is, like, you had
Look at that power couple right there.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, you did not have a great game from Buddy Hield. Obviously, he didn't shoot the ball well. You didn't have a great – Melton was okay. He's been better. And you did not have a great game from Pajemski. Like, you had those three guards, which are a big chunk of your ball handlers, your playmakers, did not play very well. Well, they had the other guard who played was pretty good. So that made up for a lot of it. But they needed stuff from other guys. And, like, Gary Payton II barely played. Like, it's just an interesting, like, in a playoff mix, what are they going to look like in a playoff series? Obviously, Mavericks are a playoff team. It was interesting in UDA how they're going to dig it out. And guess what? It's 30, it's 23, and then they find it with a bunch of other people and see who's going well.
I mean, Melton was plus 12. Right?
Yeah, I mean, 14. He wasn't bad. He wasn't great, but he was.
He made a couple plays offensively, yeah. But it when reminds got, you, know, he's got a little he, bit more.
But I thought he did really well guarding Kyrie. Like, yes. I felt like he kept Kyrie. I just watched Kyrie torch the heck out of him. I think it was, who was it, like Phoenix or something. He just dropped 40 or.
Yeah, like 17 to 23 or whatever.
It was
insane.
Yeah. It was, so he did well. But to me, like, I know what you're saying about playoffs, but, man, I almost feel like they've got the formula to be really good in the regular season. Like, this is it. It's play well enough to be close, and Steph close.
They're nine and two with seven, whatever. Yeah. How many road?
They're
games
one play. Step closer to Vegas too.
That's right.
Anybody? Well, y'all going to Vegas if they go?
Why did Draymond was like? Draymond was really like, man, it wasn't about Clay. We want to do better in the.
Oh, you're talking about in Oklahoma City? I'll tell you exactly why.
No, he was saying tonight, he was like,
oh, he said that.
It wasn't about Clay. We were trying to, we didn't do well in the
tournament. Well, I said, and I asked him in Oklahoma City, like, hey, Clay game Tuesday, like, how big is it? He just ignored my question. It was like, we were playing NBA Cup. We tricked it off last year, and, like, it's big for us. Like, and that was about him having this defense mechanism of pretending, like, almost like the Clay thing wasn't existing so he could be more locked in, I guess.
Yeah, that was interesting to me.
And they want Adam Silver to be nice to them, so they're talking up his big little tournament here. But
gotta say, Emirates.
I'm not. NBA. I will not. we should have a brief Steph Curry conversation, because I think one of the more like bigger looming questions over this team's like real ceiling is like where he still remains in his career. You know, are we talking about an all NBA first team type player, top five in the league MVP candidate, or I believe he was third team all NBA last year? You know, you're talking about the 11th best player, the 12th best player, still unbelievable for his age. We're talking about 11th best player in the world, something like that. But there's a huge difference, and particularly a championship difference, between Steph Curry as a first team all NBA MVP candidate, and like if he's potentially gets to a point at this stage of his career where he's not among those top eight, top seven, top six players in the league. We will see. The marathon of the season will kind of play that out. But I will say, their last three wins at Boston, the way he played down the stretch to bring them that win. Oklahoma City the other night, he just, like, he saved them when it looked like they were crumbling. And then, obviously, tonight, I mean, I think it was like a 10-0 personal run, basically, to take the lead. It's a three-game subsection in November. I'm not declaring MVP candidacy, anything like that. But these were some loud games.
You can't not. Like, if the Warriors win 9 out of what 11 games the rest of the season, like they're if they're a top 4 seed, he's in a conversation, especially because a lot of that's about storyline.
Well, and like him being like these three wins, they don't get if he doesn't do like MVP things. And that's the thing, like, where there was probably, look, I was talking to one of the players in the locker room about, like, last year they could almost have the same 11-game stretch where they basically played similarly, and because they would have screwed up some of these late games, they'd probably be 6-5.
But I also think...
And Steph Curry's the reason right now they're 9-2, because you get Boston, OKC in here.
But I also think it's because, like, Steph had to get them to the end of the game, too, last year. Like, he had to play well to get them to the end of the game. So then by the end of the game, he's gassed. I think this team keeps him fresher. Like, even tonight, it was like, hey, Steve, you might want to put him in. Like, hey, Steve, you might want to put him in.
This was the first game where you were looking at, like, the plus minus on off.
He's got to get back. You got to get him in. This is getting bad. But, yeah, I mean, like, this is what I'm thinking. He's not Luka, probably, or Giannis, or Jokic. Like, those three are separate. And, you know.
Like, now?
Those three, yeah. I still say those three. But I said,
Giannis in Milwaukee is like.
I'll put Jokic.
Yeah, I'll put Luka. Well,
Luka's unbelievable because, what, do you have 37 tonight? Yeah, but you're still sitting there like, are you in shape? Like, he's whining at the rack.
And the teams are even.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Going with Luka or Steph? Like, Luka had better have a better team.
Yeah, I'd go with Luka. I mean, at this point, he's 25 years old. Like, I mean,
do you think Steph Curry's listening to the podcast right now and he just like earmarked this exact? This is the 22nd minute of the podcast here, 11-12.
But I think I'm just saying you could put him in there with SGA. What Brunson, like what Jason Tatum, like he's probably Brunson. Right. And well, Brunson was way up there in MVP voting. I'm just like trying to remember who was up there in the MVP voting last year. Like those guys, Cleveland's going to have, you know, Donovan, whatever, these teams that are winning now, Kevin Durant, he's that group. And he might be towards the very high side of that group, but he's not below that group. He is in that group, possibly above everybody but SGA, maybe in that group, and maybe even better ahead of SGA.
I would say Jokic right now is probably playing the best in the league. Yes. But I mean, his team might be crumbling around him, but he's playing unbelievable.
It's gonna be tough for him to win MVP if they're not winning a lot of games.
Yeah, there's just like literally nothing more he could
it's
probably
literally
do.
SGA, Jokic, Steph right now. Like,
yeah,
I'm not putting Luke, like, I mean, they just beat Dallas.
But, yeah. You know what? We need to take two steps back and not talk about this after game 11.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's the time to talk about it.
No, like, no, I just like he's in that group, right? And if he keeps, if they win 58 games.
Giannis is definitely not over.
No, he's playing great, but no. But if the Warriors win 58 games, he's going to be one, two, or three. Yeah. Like, there's no question. Yeah. But well, let's see. Let's get there. Luka just went to the NBA Finals, so like that's what I'm thinking about. SGA could win 58 games himself, and it was a number one seed team last year. So let's get there. I'm just like he's not. The Brunson thing I think about because he's in New York. He gets all the pub. They got talked about all
Brunson's
the time. And Steph's always been better than Brunson. He's always been better than Brunson. It's just that guy got a ton of MVP votes last year. That's the conversation that Steph did not. So, and because the Knicks are an interesting team, and we'll see where they end
up. I guess my thought
is Anthony Edwards, like, yeah, Steph's in, like, I'll put him in there. Like, Steph's in that group.
My thought is more just like, you know, if it is a game five of a second round against a, you know, fierce opponent. Just being reminded tonight or the last three wins they've had, the Oklahoma City, the Boston one, that, like, yeah. And, no, I mean, obviously reminded in the Olympics. But, like, there's going to be a time in his life where he can no longer drag an NBA team across the finish line against an elite, elite-level team. And he's reminding again that, like, that time is not yet.
I also think it underscores, like, a game like tonight and even, like, the Oklahoma City game, right, where it's like they still need another guy, right? Like, you're living on the heroics of a 36
January February conversation.
Yeah, still like, yeah. I mean, you're watching
talking about Steph looks tired.
You're
Steph,
watching,
man,
yeah.
Steph carried too much of a load, and he shot 21% from three over the last seven games. Like that's going to happen.
Or he's sitting and they're blowing leads, yeah. And they don't come back, or he doesn't do the hero thing in the game,
yeah.
And it's like he sat down up 11. Like, you know, they need another guy to be able to turn to, and you saw it. Like Jason Kidd's doing the. When Luka sits, Kyrie's on. When Kyrie sits, Luka's on. He's starting the fourth quarter. Like, teams are doing that. They just don't have the other guy.
When Steph sits, pause on. When pause sits, Steph on.
Pause on, pause off. No question.
Like, which means you got to play Kuminga because you got to.
Kuminga's the one guy. Is the one guy who could turn that. And sometimes he is, and sometimes he isn't. And they have to make that decision. There's coming up in February. It's like, can they get someone who can do that if they trade Kuminga? If they can't trade Kuminga, what would they pay him? What, you know, that, but that's another conversation. Right now, 9-2 is the most important thing. Like, they stay like this, then don't change it. because 9-2 is really good. It probably will not remain winning at a, you know, 90% or 86% win rate. But 9-2 is the most important number they're looking at, and it has not been a soft schedule, not recently. And this is good. This is great stuff.
Yeah, how they've played these last, you know, what is it, four games?
Four. It's just, yeah, like, I mean, it was the Cleveland blowout loss, but then the other three are, like, pretty monster wins.
Monster wins, like, clutch wins. I mean, 2-2 would have been great. Like, 1-3
I was looking at the
fun.
Five-game stretch, and I was including this Memphis game on Friday, but now no Jaw. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, 2-2 would have been excellent.
This Memphis game is to be the one they lose.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No, it's a cup. It's a cup game, Marcus. Oh, they're going to get up. They're going to get up.
No, it is a cup. NBA
yeah.
cup
Another game. One. Yeah, you cannot let those through your hands. You just cannot. Those are too big. All right.
I wouldn't mind a little mid-season Vegas trip. I'm about to show. So, you know, whatever. I mean, maybe.
You ready?
I actually kind of want to see the event. I don't know. Like, I've been to every type of NBA event, including, by the way, I saw some NBA people here tonight. They're starting to scout All-Star Weekend stuff.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them here.
Yeah.
All-Star Weekend. There's a lot of space here for All-Star Game, but that's
well, you know, I mean, they're doing stuff at Oracle. I talked to a few of them that they were kind of going, they went over to Oracle and, like, I don't know, I think celebrity games over there. Maybe the rookie sophomore game might be over there.
I don't want to go to that. But that was star-studded.
No rookie sophomore game.
No star-studded. We saw a bunch.
Odds cook over.
I said we see a lot of famous people here today. Andre Iguodala, Cameron Brink. Who else did you see? There's
Debo and Ricky Pierce.
Oh, I didn't see them. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean,
Marcus got a nice picture of Debo.
Yeah, Debo like
introduced Ricky down Pierce.
Steps to introduce him to Pierce.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Tabor Pepper with him? No.
I'm trying to think of. Was that that was like a deep cut Niners reference.
No, right there. Wait, you got to be right in there with the 49ers, man. You got to be right
in
there.
I was like, is that an agent? For some reason, that sounded like an agent name to me. I was like, is that a big NFL agent?
No.
Okay. We will talk to you, I don't know, a couple days off in the Memphis game Friday. If one of y'all are here Friday, I might track you down. Okay. Pod Friday. Marcus said it. Marcus committed.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.